I don't really know what I want to talk about tonight. What is this group, the three of y'all? It's an Indian lady, a white guy, a white lady, and I'm assuming Dominican. What is your ethnicity? Are you Dominican?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's Dominican. Yo, what the fuck is going on in the DR, man? Y'all motherfuckers just killing white people. This shit is beautiful. Yo, they're just killing white people in the Dominican Republic, and we're just like, yeah, I guess that's fine. Don't drink from the minibar. This shit is crazy. How do y'all know each other? Is this a Craigslist meetup or? This is strange. What college you go to? Connecticut. That makes sense. That's a place where a Dominican, a white lady, Indian person would get together. Well, thank you all for coming to the show. Normally, when I don't have any material I really want to do, I'll just talk to couples in the crowd and ding, 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 you're it. How long they been together? But you don't know that. How long y'all been together? A year? You sat up front? I could destroy this right now. Wait, how? Oh no, I don't want to talk to them. A year. What's your name?
Erica.
Erica and Kyle. That's what I figured. A year you've been together. Where y'all from? Where are you from, Erica?
Philly,
man. Ugh. Philly's trash. You had that oil refinery explosion today. No one even noticed that shit. What's that smell in the air? It's just Philadelphia. You didn't hear about that, Jeremy? Yo, this fucking oil refinery exploded in South Philly. No one died, luckily. But the air pollution didn't change in the slightest. That's how toxic Philly air is. Philly is a trash place. A year, almost a year. Have you dropped the L bomb yet? You love her. Erica, you love this guy. Sure is not what you want to hear. Sure, I guess. If you're gonna put a gun to my head. Yes? Are you a cop? Are you? What do you do for a living? What do you do for a living?
I work in software sales.
You work in software sales. Erica?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse? Hold on 1 second. Look, you've been drinking a lot. There's only one comedian after me. I don't want to have you removed, but nothing would make me happier than kicking you the fuck out. Is that okay? No, look, I'm not a very serious comedian, but I don't like being interrupted when I'm trying to destroy a relationship. you know what I'm saying? I appreciate your Ferragamos, but keep her quiet. You're not with her? Excuse me. What is your name again?
Kyle.
Kyle, Erica. You're no longer the most interesting people in the world. Jeremy, I'm sorry, man. Who's this guy? They've been talking to him?
No, they haven't.
He's scary?
Yeah, he is.
Why is he scary? So what? No one's gonna fuck with me. My cousins are right behind you. That's the wildest shit about being an Indian person. I grew up in Jersey, so whenever people would talk shit to Indian people, I would just let it slide, and the next day, 40 of my cousins would show up wearing like Express shirts. Looking like cell phone kiosk operators. What'd you say, dog? Yeah, talk shit about. We weren't very big, but we had mad numbers, dog. Patel gang is quite strong.
People always ask, why were there so many Patels? That always bothered me as a question. Why are there so many Patels? Why are there so many Patels? We be fucking. I don't know how else to answer that question. Where y'all from? You're from Brooklyn, man. Miami. Oh, shit. How did you guys hang out? You met on Backpage.com? Or...
That's a good joke.
I'm sorry, look. You ever start a conversation, you're like, oh shit, I should not have done that. Oh, you start talking to you, hey, how's your day going, Uber driver? And they start telling you, like, oh, I should not have done this in the slightest. That's what's happening right now. What's your name? What is it?
Chad.
Liz. You said Chad up front? Chad and what, Brittany? What is it? Olivia.
Close.
I'm up here with a name Nimesh making fun of, Chad and Olivia. America is beautiful. How long y'all been together? 3 days? I can't destroy this. It's already over. Olivia.
Yes.
You're from Miami. And how long are you in New York for? 3 days. I wasn't far off on my Backpage.com. They shut down 2 months ago. You shouldn't say that out loud, Chad. Fuck, what am I gonna do now to meet my future Olivias? I can't go on Backpage.com no more. I really should tell some jokes. I'm having so much fun. Is this unwelcome attention? Because you brought it upon yourself. I was talking to Kyle and Erica, and then you were like, now let me chime in with my Olivia-ass comments. You're doing it right now. I did this. You want?
No, I can't.
You know how hard I had to work to be drunk up here? You think you just walk up here and do this shit? Fuck all out of here. Yeah, Nick, tell him to shut the fuck. No, Chad is fine, but Olivia, no one's ever told you to shut up before. Miami seems like a very welcoming place. Okay. Erica and Kyle. Sorry for that interruption, but I feel like we've handled them quite well. I bet you didn't think this was gonna happen. You knew you were like, that's not about them. I didn't plan for that either. That shit went off the rails quite fast. I can handle hecklers quite well, but I wasn't prepared for Chad and Olivia to be so antagonistic. It's really fun to talk shit about people when they're two tables away. I gotta tell you. Don't they look like such a weird couple? Oh, you can see them. What do y'all want to talk about? Almost a year. How'd you guys meet? You met at the Jersey Shore? What was your pickup line? A mutual friend. Who, like, Vinny and Paul from...
That's a very specific reference for people who watch Jersey Shore still.
And what? So, you're a nurse, and you do software sales, and you've been together for almost a year. Y'all live together? Is that gonna happen soon, Erica, you think?
I mean, that's the equivalent of sure, I guess. I guess I love this shit. I mean, look, it's gonna be a real weird Uber ride home, but these are conversations y'all need to be having. I just got engaged, so I'm very like interested in how relationships. Sure. She's happy about it. I'm coming to terms with it. No, I'm kidding. See, you were doing so well, yeah. Olivia. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I'm very capable of doing so. Is that understood? We good on that? No, I don't want to. And now everyone's uncomfortable because they think I'm mad. I promise you I'm not mad. I have 20 seconds left before I can go keep drinking. And I was about to dismount so elegantly from what has been a pretty good set. I feel like I challenged myself to not do any real material, and I think I did a pretty good job. Sometimes as a comedian, you just have to have one of those nights. And you've been quite instrumental in making it not as fun as it could have been. I'm not wrong. So now I'm gonna finish my conversation with them. And I'll tell you something, that the next comedian that's gonna come up is a dear friend of mine. And she won't handle that shit. She won't take the shit. She won't. I promise. So I'm gonna leave them and just promise you'll be quiet for the next 15 minutes, because the last thing I want to see is you removed from this show, because you seem like a nice person. You just never been to a comedy show, because I guess Miami doesn't have that. And Chad doesn't know how to handle Miami chicks. you keep saying my last name like it's gonna insult me. It's not. I already made the joke. All right, Chad. Erica. Kyle. Just don't turn into them. Y'all be fine. All right, y'all been cool, except for two of you. Enjoy the rest of your night. I'm Nimesh. Bye.